As Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert presided over his country's 60th birthday celebration last week, his own political career was in jeopardy. Just a week before the celebration, Mr. Olmert proclaimed his innocence of accusations that he took hundreds of thousands of dollars in illegal payments from a New York businessman. Several long-running criminal probes have marred the tenures of Mr. Olmert's recent predecessors. Gidi Greenstein is founder and president of the Re'ut Institute in Tel Aviv and joins us from there. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And first, let's begin with this raft of charges against Prime Minister Olmert. How serious are they? How would you characterize them?
It's very hard to say how serious these charges are because the Attorney General here has already stated that submitting an indictment, a decision about a submission of an indictment may take months, and the burden of responsibility that they need to carry is very high because the Prime Minister has already declared that if he's indicted, he would immediately resign. Mm-hmm. And this is at the time where some critical issues for Israel's national security are at stake in terms of our relations with the Palestinians, with Hezbollah in Lebanon, with Syria, and with Iran.
So that has to weigh heavily on his mind.
Yes, it does, although what we have heard so far doesn't look good and doesn't smell good. I mean, the images that are being portrayed in the press is of the Prime Minister receiving envelopes full of dollar bills in order to finance his campaign, and allegedly some of this money was used for other purposes as well.
It's legal in Israeli politics to take money from foreign sources?
Yes, it is legal. An Israeli politician can go to foreign countries and receive funding for their campaign. And there are very serious limitations on the size of the contribution that the politician can get. I believe it is around $2,000 per individual. And every senior politician in Israel actually has a constituency of supporters outside of Israel, mm-hmm. usually members of Jewish communities around the world, and they decided to support him.
I have to ask you, Mr. Greenstein, because there were certainly investigations into Ariel Sharon, Ehud Barak, Benjamin Netanyahu. We should explain none of them resulted in charges being filed. Of course, the late Yitzhak Rabin actually resigned from public office at one point when questions were raised about some of his financial affairs. Is there any common theme to these situations? Does it say something about the integrity of politics in Israel? What do you think?
I think it tells us, first and foremost, about the dynamics of power. And that is when a person is being elected to a position of a prime minister or a minister of finance or president or minister of justice, immediately there are forces that are coalescing in order to topple that individual. And a lot of what is unfolding in front of our eyes has to do with the attempts of opposition groups to topple the prime minister using the legal means available to them. Now, a second thing that we need to remember is the press here is very, very aggressive. There are a few newspapers for which Ehud Olmert could never do good, and there are other newspapers for whom Ehud Olmert could never do wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very hard for the public to actually get a real grasp of what was unfolding in these cases.
To our chagrin, Israelis, and not just Israelis, are probably more familiar with the U.S. political system than vice versa. And I wonder if, knowing both systems as you do, you could compare the integrity of Israeli politics to U.S. politics. Is it any more or less honest?
I would say that Israeli politicians are no more or less honest than their American colleagues. But I will say that the law here relating to campaign financing is very ambiguous and makes it basically impossible to finance a modern campaign. There are very serious limitations on the amount of money that someone could spend while campaigning. It changes from one election campaign to another, but these sums of money are nowhere near what a politician needs in order to run a modern campaign. So a lot of these politicians expose themselves to the risk of being investigated and later possibly indicted.
Gidi Greenstein, president of the Re'ut Institute in Tel Aviv, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.